Mattyunk grad student Philip Garcia had a moment of fame this week when the Washington publication The Hill ran a story about how Garcia won a Philadelphia election with just one vote. The position was for a local election board, and WHYY's Dave Davies reports that city officials wish more people were willing to do the same thing.
A tweet about Philip Garcia's one-vote victory to become election judge at a Philadelphia polling place got 58,000 favorites on social media. But to city election officials, it wasn't such a novelty.
It's actually quite common. We had 71 judges of elections win through one write-in vote.
That's Al Schmidt, who co-chairs the Philadelphia City Commission, which runs elections. Every 4 years, Pennsylvania voters cast ballots for three members of their local election board, those folks who sit at card tables and run our elections in each precinct. That's 1,686 elections just in Philadelphia. Besides the 71 single-vote election judges, there were more than 30 ties for election board posts, nearly all among candidates who had just one vote each. Ties were resolved yesterday at a commissioner's meeting by drawing numbered tokens from a coffee can. Candidates who showed up, including Jesse Breitbart, could pluck their own.
So I put my hand in and pick out one ball, right?
That's all.
Yeah. I picked a one.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It is an honor to be a minority.
He doesn't mean a racial minority. Breitbart won the post of minority inspector for his polling place in West Philadelphia. When candidates run for election inspector, the top vote getter becomes majority inspector, and the runner-up, the minority inspector. It's intended to ensure two different parties are represented, but in some Philadelphia precincts, Republicans are scarce, and the board can be all Democrats. Schmidt says all of the posts can be hard to fill, including that of election judge.
We have still, after that election, about 500 of those positions where nobody ran for judge of elections.
You get that? For 500 precincts, nearly one out of three, nobody ran for election judge, not even a write-in. Schmidt says this also is not unusual. Election board members have to attend training sessions, then work 14 hours on election day for $100 before taxes. So it can be hard to recruit people, hard to keep them. There are two ways to fill empty election board posts. With the signature of three voters from your precinct, you can get a court order to occupy one of them. Or Schmidt says there's another way.
The election code in Pennsylvania provides for something called a curbside election. That means that the people who assemble at that polling place at the time the polling place is opened organize themselves, and they have a vote amongst themselves to determine who's going to do what on election day.
It sounds stranger than it is. What really happens is that people in the community, some recruited by the city commissioner's staff, trade phone calls and agree to volunteer to show up for election day duty. Somehow, it mostly works. Dave Davies, WHYY News.